Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stogies and Beer. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog. Stogies and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that they love. On this show, this is a football talk show, so we talk a lot about NFL, but we do talk about NBA, Major League Baseball. But we also talk about horse racing, dog racing, American Kennel Club, mud wrestling, boxing, WWE, UFC, pie-eating contests, whatever you want to call it, talk about hot dog-eating contests. You know, whatever they put on the television, we talk about it. Headlines today in sports, are the Nets and Kevin Durant agreed to move it forward together. So we're looking forward to Kevin Durant and the and his big three, including himself, Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving, and the supporting cast to make another push for the playoffs and moving on to at least to the Eastern Conference Finals. But we'll see what happens when they either have to go up against the Nets or the Celtics. So the Brooklyn Nets are back in business. Everybody's kissed and made up. Kevin Durant is no longer seeking a trade at this time. But let's get off into it. For today is going to be Spring Pro Developmental Film League's free agency is open. Again, topic for today is Spring Pro Developmental Film League free agency is open. This episode will be promoting professional football opportunities for rookie street free agents. This episode will discuss opportunities for the XFL and USFL draft pools. We got a lot of stuff going on basically in spring free agency for street free agents. So basically, if you're a street free agent, you should be right now contacting me on my DMs on Twitter at Ferran Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, Sports, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's my DM is at capital F as in Frank, E-R-R-A-N-D, Ferran, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, Sports, at Ferran Sports, all one word on Twitter, trying to find your next opportunity. My price ranges go from $100 to get an opportunity to play in indoor and arena league. That's the basic package for $100 because they have a local TV partner. They have a local TV partner for your exposure, meaning whatever city that you're playing in, you're more than likely going to be on television in that city. So it's a local television partner, but at the same time, most of these games are either online or you can subscribe to an app and see these games at the comfort of your own home online, whether it's on your phone, your tablet, laptop, whatever the case may be. Next opportunity is going to be for $200. The $200 opportunity is going to be a national TV partnership because the company that I work with, which I'll talk a little bit about them later, they'll be advertising the league that deals with this company. They'll be advertising on NBC, on the NBC platform, which is nationwide, which is going to be NBCLX. The third option that I have is going to be $400 option. Is a $400 option because that'll help you get into the USFL draft pool, XFL draft pool. You know, the XFL draft pool is coming up on November the 16th. USFL draft pool, I don't know how it really works, but I know that they are signing guys to the USFL at this point as well because the USFL and the XFL will be kicking off January 2023. So, you know, they have opportunities there. And both of those are going to have a national television partner, of course, something like Fox, USFL had Fox last time and NBC. I think last time the XFL had Fox and NBC as well. So at least the XFL had NBC. I don't know what television partner they got, but they're going to have a national partner. So that package for me to help you get in there is going to be a $400 package because that's a national platform, and they're going to have, one or two national TV partners. So the way I price everything is by television exposure or whatever the sanctioning bodies are. So the next opportunity, package number four, is going to be a basic package for $850 or upgraded package of $1,450, and that's going to be a NFL sanctioned type of event, NFL OTA style rookie mini camp type of event. So basically, you can imagine yourself doing a rookie mini camp OTA style workout. The company that I deal with, they're going to be offering that, but that's going to be a high level package because NFL scouts can look into that event in attendance, and they can do a live look-in from their own home. And if they request film, this company can send the stuff out to NFL scouts. This is an NFL-sanctioned event. I'll be talking more on a couple of these different situations throughout the show before we get up out of here. Today's show, we're going to be featuring our Street Free Agent Athlete Spotlight is going to be featuring Tim Gary, wide receiver, Point University, NAIA, and NFL Camp Eligible Draft Class 2022. Again, the Street Free Agent Athlete Spotlight for today is going to be featuring wide receiver Tim Gary from Point University. Point University is an NAIA school. Tim Gary is NFL Camp Eligible from this year's draft class 2022. So he is eligible to get a camp invitation if he so wishes to take a camp invitation if someone calls him to go into an NFL camp. His film has been sent out to a couple of different resources for some different opportunities, including the XFL draft pool, USFL draft pool. So his film is out there in circulation. Just going back to our topic today, for those of you just tuning in, again, this is Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that they love. Our topic for today is going to be Spring Pro Developmental Film Leagues. Free agency is open. Again, Spring Pro Developmental Film Leagues free agency is open. The Hub Camp just posted up at Hub, at H-U-B, on Twitter, at Hub. They just posted on October the 8th. They're going to be doing a workout, I believe they said, in Naples, Florida. Let me just go back to my notes and make sure, yep, they're saying set the date, East Coast, Naples, Florida, October the 8th. Two separate OTA-style workout designed for NFL, CFL free agents and college football players in the transfer portal. Again, Hub on Twitter. That's at capital H-U-B football, at capital H-U-B, capital F for football. So at Hub football, and that's going to be on Twitter. And they're saying the camp is going to be splashing down on the East Coast in Naples, Florida on October the 8th. There's going to be two separate OTA-style workouts designed for the NFL, CFL free agents, and college football players in the transfer portal. I have had success in getting players to the Hub camp for me to submit your stuff. For me, to, you can see your stuff yourself. It's a very hard camp to get into because they only take the best of the best. It's a lot of different factors that will keep you from getting in there based on your position. So, I mean, they're looking at age. They're looking at experience, level of competition. It's all kind of stuff they're looking at. They don't just take anybody, but I have been blessed to build relationships with the general manager and the vice president or president of operations there. I've been blessed that I've been able to get a lot of guys, and a lot of guys that they know that they probably wouldn't have had a chance of getting in there without my help got in. So if you want to contact me on more information about how you can get into that camp, all the prices that I just kicked off previously, I was just letting you guys know that, you know, all I do is I take $100 for you to use my service because I'm not managing you. I'm just basically saying that I can send your film in to Hub. I can send your film in to Pro Player Edge. I can send your film in to different coaches in the IFL, NAL, CIFL. I can send your film in to all these different coaches in different leagues. I only take $100 for my service, but whatever the service fee is for Hub, whatever the service fee is for Pro Player Edge, whatever the service fee is for if you're going to do a workout for a team or some type of service, you have to pay their fee. But I can basically vouch for you. I'm just basically, you just paying me for the senior film in and to speak on your behalf and vouch for you if you pay me the $100 for me. Everything else, you have to settle that fee with the service. They're going to get their part of it. I'll let you know what it is, but I just basically add $100 to their service fee. I take that $100 and then you go ahead on and send whatever else to that particular company or organization, whatever it is, league, company, organization, scouting service, you send them the rest of it. Sometime if you can send me the money directly to go ahead and expedite the process. If they like your film and want to deal with you, I'll go ahead and send the money over for you. In some cases, depending on what we're doing, depending on the organization we're working with. Yeah, but if the organization does not like your film, I just go ahead and forward you your money back minus the $100 for my service. So you can't lose to me. Most free agent athletes make their money back within one season, you know, of working, because everything, because usually if you play in basic arena football, you're going to make at least close to $2,000, and you're not spending $2,000 on any service. So, I mean, you know, you're putting in a little bit of money, and yes, you do have to travel there, this, that, and other, but in most cases, most guys make their money back within one season, and definitely within two seasons of playing pro developmental football. You really can't lose dealing with me. And you really can't lose dealing with any of these services, to be honest, because if you have the talent, you're going to be able to get on the field and you're going to make that money back at some point. So today's topic, for those of you just tuning in, the Spring Pro Developmental Film League's free agency is open. This episode will be promoting professional football opportunities for rookie street free agents. This episode will discuss opportunities for the XFL and USFL draft pools. Street Free Agent Athlete Spotlight is going to be featuring Tim Gary, wide receiver out of Point University, with the NAIA school, and Tim Gary is NFL camp eligible and for this draft class that just passed, for draft class 2020. So if Tim gets a phone call, he's eligible to go to a NFL camp at this point. He's also got some things going on with one of the scouting services that I use. They're trying to get him looked at for the XFL and the USFL draft pools, and I'm still trying to help him get his indoor and arena basic teams looking at him, so he can at least be with a team that has local television coverage. So we're going to try to get him some level of exposure through my network. So right now they got a lot of stuff going on in free agency. Let me go back to the one for that I use to help guys get into fan control football, which is Pro Player Edge through my good friend John Jenkins. Their workout is going to be, I'm doing this just so everybody can kind of like know what's going on out here, because it's free agency time. Guys are getting signed right now. So on September the 4th, Sunday, September the 4th, you have to report at 7 o'clock a.m. to Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, that's Fullerton, California, 92835 again, September the 4th, the Sunday. Report at 7 a.m. to Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92835. Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92835, Sunday, September 4th, 2022. Cost for this workout with Pro Players Edge is going to be $90. So basically, Pro Players Edge is my contact there is Coach John Jenkins. He used to be the head coach, the overall coach of all coaches for fan control football this past season. He did leave a little bit earlier before the season left over, but he is still conducting player evaluations and sending player notes over to fan control football for an opportunity. So their opportunity for Pro Player's Edge is going to be $90. And again, I told you that's my $200 package, because most of these guys that go to this workout, that I send to these workouts, have gotten opportunities in fan control football. So I just say it's a $200 package, you know, but it's a little bit less than that. But the workout for Pro Player's Edge is $90. And for me to send your film to my good friend Coach John Jenkins to kind of like let him know that you're going to be coming out, so he can evaluate your film. And then when you get out there, you're not trying out like the other 49 guys, because they take 50. I'm not saying 50 going to be there, but however many people are there, he got his eyes on you. He got his eyes on you, and he's watching everybody, but he can definitely keep a good eye on you, because you're my guy and I have a personal relationship. And I always send your film ahead of time, and I always have him look at you as an individual player versus everybody else standing out there doing whatever they're doing and nobody knows who they are. I make sure anytime I send a guy to a workout, a guy or girl to a workout, man or woman to a workout, whatever the case may be, Anytime I send someone to a workout, I make sure that someone knows they're coming, meaning you can walk up to my contact and say, hello, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. And usually they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember you, Romero, son, some film on you. Or you can say, if they don't remember you right off, and say, I'm so-and-so, Romero sent me out here, and he sent my film and everything, told me to come up to shake your hand and introduce myself. And then normally they'll say, yeah, he did tell me about you. I remember you. Or if they don't remember you right off, say, I'll keep my eye on you. I'll keep my eye on you and everything like that and stuff like that. So, it kind of like goes like that. So when it all comes down to it, I make sure that you turn your I make sure that you turn your dog on a tryout. Like Pac Pro Scrimmage right now, they're doing a tryout. And they're doing a tryout for September the 4th. We'll get back into that a little bit later. But if I send anybody to go and do that tryout, just you know that I want everybody to know that I make sure that Coach John Jenkins will know who you are if you're going to go to the Hub tryout on October the 8th. I make sure that my good friend Mike Williams and Tom Goodhines know who you are in that workout. So we got one workout, which will get you the Fan Control Football, which has an NBC partner for television exposure. Fan Control Football, Pro Players Edge is going to be doing a workout in California, Fullerton, California, September the 4th. And then Hub Camp is going to be doing a workout. That's an NFL look. They're going to be doing something on October the 8th in Florida, Naples, Florida. We'll talk about that a little bit again. Before I go into my interview, I see my man at 4752, Tim Gary, wide receiver out of Point University. Point University is an NAIA school, and Tim Gary is NFL camp eligible because he was part of draft class 2020, NFL draft class 2020. He wasn't on the draft board. We'll get into that and why he wasn't on the draft board and all that stuff later. But he is still NFL camp eligible because he is a street free agent at this point, a rookie street free agent. And if they give him a call for camp, he can go and still make an NFL roster. You know, stranger things have happened. But anyway, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I'm your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinion on the sport that they love. We talk all sports, mainly NFL on this show. This is a football talk show, but we talk NBA, Major League Baseball at the same time. You can call in and talk about hot dog eating contests, dog racing, whatever you want to call in and talk about. Long as it's a sport that they cover on TV. So anyway, we're going to be getting off into our street free agent athlete spotlight featuring Tim Gary again, wide receiver out of Point University. And he's going to be telling us his story at this point, what's been going on with him as a fresh out of college rookie street free agent trying to get off into the XFL through some contacts of mine, trying to get into their XFL draft, who are at least getting a private XFL workout because they're sending out private workout invitations per team. I think the first one I seen here, I think the Las Vegas XFL team is doing private workouts currently, sending out invitations. So hopefully Tim can get one of those. But Tim is going to be discussing with us this morning his route coming from college, letting us know his route coming from high school going to college, letting us know the obstacles that he faced coming out of high school, trying to get why did he get an opportunity at a FBS type of school, and then from graduating from Point University, why didn't he get a opportunity to get on, do a pro day or get on the NFL draft board so he could be drafted and go into the NFL combine and all that stuff. So we're going to get him plugged in here real quick. And Tim, I'm coming to you right now at 4752. I see your last four, and we're going to be coming to you at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Can you hear me, Tim?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm so happy and so grateful that you bless us with your appearance here on the Stogies and Bear Radio Show this morning, just to kind of like tell your story to help some of the guys that's getting ready to leave high school, going to college, and the guys that are in their senior year of college that's going to be more than likely street free agents next year, and kind of like in the same position you're into, trying to work their way to an NFL camp, CFL camp, or whatever. I just wanted you to come on the show and share your journey with us. So I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself and stuff like that, and then just kind of like let us know what was your situation coming out of high school, going on to college. Why were you not selected for a big-time SEC, ACC, Big Ten opportunity, and then coming out of Point University, why was it not an opportunity there right off the bat for you to get it? Go into the NFL combine, get on the draft board, do a pro day and all that good stuff, and why are you in your current situation right now taking the steps to a pro opportunity? So I'm going to be quiet and let you go ahead on and talk to the people. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for the opportunity. I'm glad to be on the radio show with you today. Well, just to start off in high school, I guess I can start really when I was a freshman. I played receiver, the position I play now. On the freshman team, I did travel with the varsity on Friday nights, but didn't get really any burn on Fridays during my freshman season. Transitioned to my sophomore season, I actually changed positions to outside linebacker, something that the coach staff there at the time wanted to do. So I went ahead and did that. Played outside linebacker for 3 years after that point, all the way through my senior season. Put up some pretty good stats, a lot of sacks, a lot of tackles for loss, a lot of even some forced fumbles and fumble recoveries as well. But, you know, at 5'11", I don't know, I probably was 195, 200 pounds. Not a big linebacker. Not a lot of schools want to look at me at that position with that height and weight. So I guess that's part of the reason I wasn't put into a position to get the big-time offers from, you know, like you said, your ACC, SEC, Power 5 schools. Wasn't a big problem. Got to Point University. Played defense my first year. Changed my position again from linebacker to safety. Again, at that size, I didn't think I'd really be as efficient at playing linebacker at that size. So I went back to safety. Played that freshman season, actually traveled with the team as well that season. Played as well on some special teams, a few defensive downs throughout the season, you know, due to injuries and things of that nature. After that, went into my sophomore season, wanted to change my position again back to receiver. And I only did that really because that's where my heart has always really been. Playing receiver, being able to play outside, inside, slot, a little running back there as well, but mostly the receiver position, able to, catch the ball, block for my teammates as well, and able to make plays that way. Something I really always been attracted to, maybe more so than the other positions. So changing my position to receiver, talked to my head coach, Coach Julius Dixon at the time, and he was very surprised at the move, but did allow me to make the change. And what that did was allow me to, you know, put me back in the rotation on the roster. At that time, there was so many receivers at our school. I was redshirted and sat out that year. After that, going into my junior year, I started my junior season. Had decent numbers, wasn't targeted a lot. Believe I had maybe about 20 catches, about 220 yards. So in that position where I was kind of like the second and third guy, but was in the starting lineup, you know, with a spread offense. My redshirt junior and senior year played well. That senior year was actually during the COVID year, so we played in the springtime, and we played a reduced schedule of eight games. During those eight games, I was able to record 34 catches, 436 yards, 2 touchdowns. Decent season, probably my best season that I had at Point University, and played pretty well with the team we had. With those stats, again, you know, it's kind of hard to get big time looks, big time offers from offers, but you know, looks and things of that nature from the NFL, CFL with those stats and coming from that small of a program. So that kind of puts me in the position I am today. Still working, still, you know, lifting, running, working on my craft to stay prepared for any opportunity that comes. But that's pretty much the story, man. It's been a blessing, been a journey, and I'm proud of myself for where I've come from, but, you know, still a lot of work to be done.
So the high school kids that are out there listening to mm-hmm. that's listening to this live now, or that'll go back and listen to this recording, coming out of high school, what were your SAT scores and everything like that looking like? What was your grade point average? Did they play a factor in to bigger schools like a Michigan or Clemson or something like that to look at mm-hmm. you? Was that a factor?
Yes, it definitely, all those things still matter to those big schools. So for me personally, I believe my SAT two-part was 9-10, if I remember correctly. My ACT wasn't the best. I think it was a 17-18. But my GPA was pretty good at a 3.2. So I was able to kind of – really was kind of in a slight gray area where my GPA was good, but it wasn't great. And then my test scores were decent. Nothing – not really below average or definitely not outstanding. So I was kind of in a gray area there with the schools as well. Could have played a big factor as well, like you said. For those kids listening, I do encourage for you guys to study for that big test, the ACT and SAT, and get that GPA up the best as you can, because that does play a big factor to those schools when they're looking at you and seeing if they can even get you into school.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of offers did you have coming out of high school? Was it like just a lot of JUCO, a lot of NAIA, NCAA D2, NCAA D3? What kind of offers were you was coming across your table?
Yeah. So coming out of high school, I of course had the offer from Point University. I also got a late offer from Shorter University after signing day. And then earlier on in the spring of my seniors, going into my senior season, I did receive an offer from FAMU. Was interested in FAMU, went down and enjoyed the visit to FAMU as well. Just wasn't able to really connect with the coaches there at the time and able to get signed. I didn't commit right away, wanted to see if I can attract some more offers. But I did receive that offer as well earlier on.
So you did get a D1 offer, and you did get CIAA Division II offer from a Shorter. I believe that's CIAA Division II. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because I think they play like Johnson C. Smith and all those schools. That's basically a black college, historical black college, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah.
Or they might play those.
Yeah,
it sort of is a HBCU, D2 HBCU, because I think that, like I said, they're right there with Johnson C. Smith and Savannah State and all those right there, those East Coast D2 schools.
Right, yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay, so, I mean, but what led you to Point? What was it about Point that just stuck out, that made you, was it because it was close to home? What was the defining situation that made you just go there?
Well, for me, Point is a Christian university, and that attracted me a lot. It's something that I, you know, strongly believe in as my faith, and I think that the coaching staff there, yeah, absolutely, the coaching staff there. Was very heavy on those things and those morals and values that we believe in as Christians. So that attracted me a lot there. I believe that there's a discipline there that came from the coaching staff that allowed me to even grow, not even just as a football player, but as a young man, to allow me to be disciplined in my ways that I have now. So that attracted me a lot to the university and to the football program there.
How is it? How is it going to a young Christian school? And I never asked anybody this. I've had a lot of guys go to NIH because you're the first person I'm going to ask this on air. How is it going to a Christian school and you're playing such a violent sport? How is the coaching? Is the coaching like, you know, you could wrap, when you tackle a guy, wrap your arms up around him and put him down gently? Or is it like, you know what, we Christians off this field, but on this field, tear his head off? I mean, what's the balance there? What's the teaching there?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's actually just like that. We're brothers on that field and off the field. We're family. That's, you know, a coach is, you know, like a father figure, uncle figure, you know, grandfather figure. When we're in between those lines and between those whistles, you know, we're trying to get each other prepared for Saturdays. And we work hard. We if it is a tackle day, we do tackle to the ground. There is no if it is a full pad day, like you said, there is no your brother letting your brother off with a slight hit or you know, taking it easy on him. We're hitting. If you can make him look bad with a route, you make him look bad. You can juke him, you juke him. You know, it's football still, but you know, we do, you know, hold heavy in our faith as well. We do pray together as a team. Even, you know, if we break off in individual groups after practice, we may pray together as a group. But we are football players, and it's violent. You know, like you said, it's a violent game. It's a beautiful violent game, and we play to the best of our abilities, regardless of the circumstances, outside noise, and when we come off the field, you know, whatever happens on the field, you know, during camp and things of that nature, we, you know, have scrummages and you know, slight beef, you know, that goes on. But after the practice is over, on to the next thing, we forget about it. And, you know, we're back family and brothers again.
Okay. And all those principles go against the opposing team as well. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we you know, when we play the opposing team, you know, we're going to treat them with respect between the whistles. But we're going to play as hard as we can. We're going to hit you. We're going to tackle you and wrap you up, you know, whatever. But we do play, like you said, we do play a violent game at the end of the day.
Exactly. And everybody also knows what they're signing up for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody knows that, you know, this is football, not flag, it's tackle. We got helmets for the pads, you know, for a knee, you know, knee pads and things like that for a reason. You got them on. If you don't want to use them, that's on you. But, you know, we got them, and yeah, we got
them for a reason.
They're for. Got them for a reason. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna ask you something. I have a call that I'm doing right now. If you go back and listen to my show from yesterday, I had a young man that reached out to me from Uganda. He's in Uganda.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're a great candidate for me to ask this to. He wanted someone to come over there and help them grow a program in the elementary schools, junior high schools, and all that. They call it primary and secondary schools over there. And he was like, I just wish I had some help, someone to come over here and teach us the game of football. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they come down there once a year since 2019. They're only there for like 3 days. They sent a coach down there to kind of like help them learn the game and all this here. But the young man reached out to me and he said, man, I really wish it was someone that could come over here and just be with us to help establish a real program, because the kids here in Uganda want to learn American football, and it could really change a lot of our lives if someone could make it, you know, to that level of the NFL.
Right.
To change that money. NFL money, of course, is life-changing money. We both know that. What I told him I was going to do is I said, I'm going to reach out to some of my NAIA schools, and I'm going to reach out to them because I know a lot of times that they some of those kids doing internships and grad study stuff and working abroad stuff, they like to go over there and spread the gospel. At the same time, some of these kids are athletes, so maybe if I could find a couple athletes that are also doing some missionary work and they play football, maybe I could, refer some of them to go over there and help my friend over there that I met on social media to grow the sport. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that some kids, coaches and some of the student body, past student body and student body that's trying to, do overseas missionary work, would they be interested in doing something like that? Do you think?
I think so. I mean, that would be a great thing to spread this game to them. I know you said they already have some exposure to it, but for them, for someone either from a NAIA school or D2, whatever level of school to go down there for how many days, weeks, if so, just teach them the game fundamental all the way through. That would be an excellent thing for us and them. Be able to spread the knowledge that we have gained from, playing football since we were, 5, 6, 7 years old, and spread it to another 5, 6, 7 year old, or even a teenager or a young man that's going into high school or in high school, and help him understand the game, or break down even, film with them and let them understand each position, what the position is there for, what their job is, and all of those things. So I think that's an excellent idea. Sounds like a perfect mission trip for a young man looking for that internship type of hours over the summer to help with their graduation process. If they're in school, even if they're able to do so as a mission trip going into college before you get to college, that'd be a great thing for a young man or a group of young men to do. Go there and just teach them the game step by step, position by position. And just spread this game all globally.
Yeah, man, because what it made me really realize, man, is how fortunate I am. Because how we live over here. We can, even though, like, when I was growing up, just depending on where you live at and what level of program that you're dealing with, it's like you take for granted, man, that I can eventually find a way to play flag football. I can eventually find a way to play football somewhere, even if I couldn't afford to play Pop Warner or whatever, because where I'm from in Louisiana, I'm from Monroe, Louisiana, and when I grew up, you had to have about $150, $200 for the register, get your pads and all that stuff, because Pop Warner, they do require a little bit of financial assistance unless your coach can just cover it. But I never played Pop Warner. I didn't get to play until I got in high school. In high school, everything is pretty much covered besides your physical. Pay you $40 for your physical, and then you're gonna play. So the thing about it, man, I just we take for granted, man, that we can go out here and walk out our door, man, and we can find football. We can just go pick up a ball, and we can start playing. We can get into a program, and we're right here where the NFL is. But you're talking about somebody that's across the globe, and they've been exposed to the sport, but they don't know how to be a part of the sport, man. That kind of like hit me. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head that we're fortunate, blessed even, to be able to do that. My Pop Warner experience is real similar to yours. If, like you said, $150, $200, you get your pads and helmets and cleats, and you're ready to go as a young man. 6 years old all the way to the eighth grade, and then, like you said, you're going to play high school football, and there's a small fee for high school football as well here where I play ball at Central Gwinnett. But it's the same thing, and like you said, we're just fortunate and blessed, and it's very different. I know in other countries where they are attracted to football, they want to play, they want to see it, they want to participate, but like you said, it's not just as accessible to them. They're not able to just, get up and have the pads or the equipment or the money to do so. So I think that you hit it right on the head, honestly. We're very, very fortunate, very blessed to be in that position, to be able to just play the game like that. But that is something that hopefully in the future that, those other countries that are willing to learn the game and willing to participate in the game get that opportunity as well.
Yeah, man. So I'll definitely keep you on my my recruitment list, if that's okay, as we grow.
I'm just
reaching out to my contacts over. I have two contacts in Europe. They deal with IFAF, International Federation of American Football, So anything internationally got to do with American football, they're the body. And I'm dealing with some guys that do that. Then I got one of my guys over there, Roger Kelly. He does the AFI news article. He does all the news article for American football internationally. Then I got my good friend that does Pro Hunt, which is a man, doggone, Daryl Tate, my man Daryl Tate with Pro Hunt. He does a lot of stuff in Europe. And so I was talking to him about it, trying to get him to go over there as well, because he's already abroad doing it, spreading it, you know, pushing the sport. So, yeah, man, definitely I'll let you know more about that so you can help spread the word for that cause. But we're right now as a, you know, sitting back here right now as a rookie street free agent. And when I say street free agent, I mean that you're a player that was not part of the NFL process, meaning your school probably didn't do a junior day, which would give you a draft ranking for the top 100 in your position going into your senior season, and then getting your pro day, which, of course, that's where the scouts coming out and looking at you and evaluating you. And then they put you in line for a combine invite. They put you in line for the East-West Shrine Bowl, Reese's Senior Bowl, NFLPA Bowl. You when I say street free agent, I mean that you were not available. Those opportunities were not available to you. So, how do you feel right now taking the steps? Like I was putting up today, I said that they have a couple workouts coming up, because this is spring free agency for you guys. You know, we're trying to get you on a roster. So this episode is going to go out to some coaches to try to get you on a roster, and so you can know where you're going to be playing this spring, gaining film to try to go to the NFL. So how do you feel about taking the steps, you know, going to the workout? You know, you got to pay for a lot of stuff out your pocket because you're not in college anymore. How do you feel as a street free agent and you don't have that college support anymore? It's like it's really on you to make it and to keep trying to get film. Where are you at with that?
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's definitely a, you know, a dedication to it. It's definitely a mindset that you have to have, that you have to keep going. You know, things may not fall your way right away, but I'm feeling good, living good. You know, trying to take care of myself, physically, and of course, on the task at hand, on the goal. Like he said, street free agent. Still working out, still running, still trying to get better at things that I see in film or other things I saw that may have kept me in this position. You know, so I've been working hard, trying to get to a point where I can do those things. And then to talk about the things you said, you know, going to the camps, going to the driving down to the XFL tryout in Tampa was a process. You know, I drove down by myself, got a hotel room and handled business there and drove back the next day. So those are things that I've had to do, things that other men had to do as well to get their opportunity. So it's part of the process. Gotta love it though. You gotta love it, because once you start feeling that, you know, it's not what you want to do, you're not gonna put your all into it, and you're on really just, you know, not be able to put your best foot forward for the game or what you're starting to feel like, you know, it's a hassle to you. So I'm just, you know, keeping my mind on the game, keeping my mind straight, living for right now, but also living for the near future as well. So it's been fun. It's been a process. But like you said, it's just part of that. That's all it is. It's a process.
And, you know, like I was mentioning, I'm going to send you some information as well. Right now, Hub Camp, and we talked about Hub before. Me and you talked about Hub before, and I did see your film, man, but they didn't hit you up for this last one. But I know they got one coming up on October the 8th, Naples, Florida. On October the 8th, I don't know how far you are from Naples, Florida, but
Naples.
They, it's somewhere, I think, South Florida, somewhere around there, probably around Tampa or somewhere, but they're doing it,
okay.
Camp. And I recommend you at least register for it, and I'll follow up. But of course, you know, that does come with a price. That's a little bit. That's a little bit hefty price. You know, they're $750 just to even get the basic package. But they do have a they are NFL sanctioned. That's the good thing about Hub. They're NFL sanctioned, and they also have a lot of CFL and XFL coaches and scouts that come out there for that. So that's one recommendation.
Okay.
Then also for fan control football, they're doing a workout in California. They just left Texas, but they're going to be doing their workouts with pro player Eds. And my contact is Coach John Jenkins that does a lot of the combine stuff for pro player Eds, and they send their stuff, their film to Fan Control Football, which Fan Control Football has a national TV partner in NBC. I had three rookies there last year.
Okay.
They did very well, all of them. I had three rookies there and three vet street free agents, and all of them made it to the playoffs except for one guy because he got hurt, and one guy made it to the championship game. So that's definitely an option. They're going to be doing something in California on September the 4th. You probably can't make that, but I'm just kind of like throwing this out there to everybody listening, and including yourself being on the call, that it's opportunity right now for to get you a contract. And what I try to do at the indoor arena level, NAL, that's National Arena League, and then the IFL Indoor Football League, Champions Indoor Football League, those three are the big three pro-developmental leagues that can get you some local exposure. And at the same time, they run their games online as well, like most people. But the biggest thing with that is that I try to get you signed there without even having to go and do all these workouts. That's a good thing about working with me. I try to get my guys to get signed off of their tape. I'm like, listen, I don't want the guy to have to go out there and do your workout, then got to go fly to another workout. I need my guys that I deal with in football to sign my guys, my clients, on tape. All my clients that use my management service, I try to get you signed off tape. I don't think it's anyone that can tell you that, oh, man, I had to fly all across the world to get an opportunity and contract. No, that's not true, because I built a relationship with my guys and say, hey, sign my guys off tape, man. Go ahead and sign them, because I feel like this, if you're a football coach, scout, or whatever, you know what talent look like. And at the same time, somebody comes to camp, you're a bust. If you come into camp and you're a bust, you're going to get sent home anyway. But I try to do the best I can to make you not have to travel the globe. But a lot of these bigger opportunities, you got to get to. And like you said, you got to do what you got to do. Because a lot of guys, they feel like, hey, man, I'm better than that. I've had guys tell me, I'm a star. I shouldn't have to pay this. I'm a star. Watch it. Why don't they just sign me? Because I'm telling them I'm a star. I'm just like, who told you that? Are you saying tell you that you a star? I'm always confused about that. Who told you was a star? Because if you was a star, you'd be on TV. Or at least you're out of space. Either I could see you on TV, or I could look up in the sky and see you if you was a star. But that ain't great. So that means you ain't a star yet.
Yeah,
at least not yet. It's crazy. But I'm glad you was able to, come on the radio show this morning, man, and just kind of like tell us about your journey and everything like that. Before you get out of here, what kind of player, if an NFL scout hears this, NFL coach hears this, or whatever level coach hears this, they want to offer you a pro opportunity? Because I never tell anybody I'm going to get you to the NFL, but what I do promise you is that I'm going to do my best to get you a professional football experience. I'm going to get you a professional football experience. So if it's anyone out there listening that can give you a professional football experience at any level, including the NFL, tell them what kind of player they're getting in Tim Gary.
Yes, sir. Tim Gary is a hard worker. He understands exactly what needs to be done at that position, at the wide receiver, even I'll say running back, but mostly wide receiver position. I know that I have to get open. I know how to catch the ball. I know I have to get up the field. I know I have to block. I know I have to do the small things to help the offense move smoothly, and I'm willing and able to do all of those things. Like I said, I'm a hard worker, but I'm a smart football player as well. I do my film work. I do my studying on my opponent. I make sure that I'm well prepared physically and mentally throughout the week to make sure when game time does come around, I am able to execute. And not only execute, but I am able to overperform of what anyone else will probably think of me when they just look at me physically. I am strong. I am able to break pretty well, I believe, at my weight and size. Again, I'm 5'11", 200 pounds, and I'm able to, again, make people miss. So I feel like I'm a good football player, and I feel like I'll be able to help any offense continue to move the sticks. And again, move the sticks, we get into the end zone. So that's the type of football player I am. I believe I'm not only just physically good, but I believe I'm mentally good as well. Again, I do my film work, study my opponent, and make sure I'm prepared that way as well.
What kind of leader is Tim Gary?
Yes, sir. I believe I'm you know, a really good leader. Where I was at Point University, we had a lot of adversity there. You know, just even on the field and off the field, and I believe that I am able to bring in a crowd and lead them the right way, how to conduct themselves on and off the field. I don't, you know, do a lot of off the field activities myself. I'm really kind of like what we call a homebody. I like, if I was to get an opportunity, it would really just be football for me. But, you know, not everybody's like that, and I understand, but I try to, you know, let guys know, hey, man, that's a tough spot to be in. You know, you out late, you know, before the game. I wouldn't do that, but if that's you, you're a grown man, you do your thing. But I do, you know, throw those hints. Do believe, like, on the field, I'm keeping my composure through all things, even when the game's not going well or we in a tight situation and we are not able to make that play that it looks like we need, you know, keep our heads up, keep moving. And I think that's the type of leader I am. I think I'm able to, you know, put that energy onto guys as well. Excuse me.
You know, could you tell everybody how they can find you on social media, your Twitter handle, your Facebook handle, your Instagram, your email, just so when they hear this episode, when coaches and scouts hear the episode, they can reach out directly to you. Of course, they can reach me, but I want them to be able to reach you directly as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So on, I'll start with Twitter. With Twitter, believe my hand, I don't get on Twitter much, but my handle on Twitter is TouchdownTimmy2, and that's Timmy2, T-I-M-M-Y, 2, and the number 2. And that's my direct Instagram handle, Twitter handle, on Instagram, I believe my Instagram is BigWalkTimbo, BigWalkTimbo. That's my Instagram handle as well. Facebook, it is my name, Timothy Gary, G-A-R-Y, last name. Email, my personal email is T as in Timothy, G as in Gary. The number's 23. And the letters B as in boy, E as in elephant, at gmail.com. And those are my basically all my direct contacts with me on social media.
Okay, man. I want to thank you again for coming on to the radio show and everything like that.
Absolutely.
Being a
yes,
part
sir.
Of,
thank
of,
you
of
so much for having me.
I'm just glad you able to be on the Stogies and Beer radio show, man. I'm glad the Stogies and Beer didn't discourage you from coming on the show. It ain't so much we're not trying to make anybody smoke a stogie or drink a beer, but that's just what we call it. Me and guys sitting around, guys and girls sitting around watching the game, popping open a beer and smoking a cigar while they, you know, being an armchair quarterback at home. That's what the show is about. But we want to thank you, man, for coming on the show and everything like that. And I'm going to be in touch with you on certain opportunities after the show, because I definitely want to see you take advantage of everything that's coming up to keep getting your film out there, because I want to see you on the football field rather than sitting on the couch when the springtime hits. So we want to thank you again, and we'll be in touch. I'm going to let you go ahead and get off this phone, and you have a great day, man, and stay safe out there.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity being on the show. You have a blessed day, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Yes, for those of you just tuning in, welcome to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I'm your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies, Stogies and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. The time on deck is 8:59 a.m. We're going into our second hour and everything like that. So we just got off the line with our on-air studio guest, Timothy Gary, street free agent. Timothy Gary, wide receiver, Point University, NAIA school. And he is NFL camp eligible. If he gets a call for an NFL camp, he's eligible to go into camp. He just graduated this past season. He's just on the line sharing his experience coming out of high school, from high school going to college, from college trying to seek his first professional football opportunity. We want to thank him for being on the show and everything like that, sharing his story. And on the Stogies and Beer Radio show, we do this because we want to educate those that are coming after us. You know, the athletes that I have on the show, either they've been a veteran street free agent playing pro developmental football, still trying to find their opportunity, and they can tell you their path. We also talk to the rookies that just graduated this past season, like Tim Gary that just graduated, and he's looking for an opportunity in the spring because he didn't get his opportunity for NFL camp yet or CFL camp at this point. So I bring these athletes on here to share their story so you can learn from it. But the sad thing about it that I noticed, everybody, is that even though you bring somebody on the show, it just you can get all this stuff recorded. You can show a person the way. Part about it is that a person has to be willing to open up and receive the information that's presented to them, meaning that Tim Gary can come on this show every day and tell his story. I can have whoever else come on this show every day. Several people come on the show every week and tell their story. But if the high school kid won't click the link, or the parents of the high school kid won't click the link and listen to the knowledge, or if a college kid in the senior season won't click the link and listen to the realistic possibilities that can happen to you as you graduate trying to be on the NFL draft board. If you don't click the link to listen to these stories that these vet street free agents and rookie street free agents are trying to tell you, if you don't click the link to get the information, you're not going to get it. You're going to just be one of these people that always saying that, oh, well, nobody told me. And I hate hearing that when somebody say, nobody told me, because 9 times out of 10, somebody did tell you. I can use myself as an example, just as being a human being. You know, when I was in the Navy, I walked around many days, and I was ticked off that there was always somebody in a position over me. And one thing about the Navy is open opportunity, open advancement. All you have to do is do the necessary things to put the rank on, to get promoted. So meaning if you're an enlisted guy, you know that you need to be studying your training manuals every day. You need to know that stuff. But when it comes time to take your test, and you're not if you haven't educated yourself to know the test questions, no matter what they ask you, you're supposed to know the answer to. If you don't do that every day, like you're in college going home every day studying 45 minutes, three sets of 45 minutes, 15-minute break, 45-15-minute break, 45-15-minute break, studying in your rate training manual, meaning learning your job. If you don't know that stuff and study like I just broke it down, guess what? You're not going to make rank. So those are many days that I walked around there. I knew what I should have been doing. I didn't do it. I had plenty of people telling me, man, you need to get with these groups, get with your study groups, buy your North Star manual. Put a headset on while you're in your sleep so you can be studying while you're sleeping. It's still getting in your brain. I didn't do any of those things. I just took it for granted that, man, I ain't worried about this stuff. It was either I'm going to get out. I ain't trying to stay in this. You know, I'm in the Navy. I enlisted at least 3 times while I was in there. I did 4, re-enlisted, did another 4, re-enlisted. And that put me at, what, the 8-year mark. And I think I did re-enlist for another 4 to put me over the 10-year mark so I'd be forced to stay in. I wanted to force myself to stay in. But even doing all of that, you know, I got to a point I got sick of being in there. I just wanted to get out. But that was my fault, though, because if I'd have made the rank, studied to make rank, like some of my friends, some of my buddies that came in around the same time I did, they made rank. They moved up to E6, and I'm stuck at E4. They moved up to chief, I'm stuck at E4. Stuff like that. But that was my fault because I wouldn't take sound advice. So the point that I'm making to you is that I'm putting these street free agent athletes on here, the rookies and the vets, because I don't want any kid, you know, sitting in their senior year in college at some Division II. This is for these guys, Division II, Division III, NCAA, and all the NAIA kids, and whether you NAIA under the umbrella of USCAA, United States Collegiate Athletic Association, and NCCAA, National Christian College Athletic Association. A lot of those fall up under NAIA, too, even up under those two divisions. It's like, I don't want those type of kids at these schools that play good ball, whether you're playing basketball, football, baseball, whatever you're playing. I don't want these kids saying that nobody told us that once we graduated, it was probably not going to be an opportunity for the highest level out there. I'm telling the stories. I'm telling the stories through these street free agents, rookie street free agents, and vet street free agents. Go back and listen to the episodes, people. I got about 20-something episodes, and I know at least every other episode, street free agent athlete spotlight of the day, featuring someone telling you, hey, this is what my path was, so you can have a realistic understanding of what your path might be once you graduate. Again, for those just tuning in, welcome to Stogies and Beer Radio Show. This is Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. And Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions. On the monitor today, we got a lot of stuff going on about Kevin Durant. Of course, you know, staying in Brooklyn, you know, he's going to be back with his big three, Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving, you know, so that's what's going on. They're still talking about a lot of stuff about the Patriots, who's running the show as offensive coordinator, Bill Belichick, or is it Matt Patricia, who cares? Is this all about wins or losses, whatever works for us, I'm concerned. But we got, you know, same old stuff, you know, on the monitor. Dak Prescott, is Dak ready? Is Dak and Zeke going to be able to get to the playoffs this year? All the same stuff that we're talking about, you know, wrapping up preseason. But going into the NFL regular season. And then I think September, the NBA basketball season camps, NBA basketball camp starts up. So it's a lot of things going on, but it's the same stuff we've been hearing every day. I looked on TV the other day, and for me in San Diego for Major League Baseball, seeing Fernando Tatis Jr., he finally got on TV, and he was basically saying that he's sorry, you know, basically to all the fans, all the kids and all that stuff, saying that he won't ever make a mistake again, taking a banned substance, all these different things. Also, Pittsburgh Steelers, they're trying to find out if Mitch Trubisky going to be the man, going to be the man on the, you know, running the show. Is it going to be Kenny Pickett? You know, I'm quite sure common sense says take Mitch Trubisky because he has the most experience, and let him play his way out of the job, then put Kenny Pickett in, of course. But, you know, same old stuff we've been talking about. But getting back off into today's topic is spring pro developmental film leagues. Free agency is open. Spring Pro Developmental Film League free agency is open. This episode will be promoting professional football opportunities for rookie street free agents. This episode will discuss opportunities for the XFL and USFL draft pool. Right now, the XFL is giving out. XFL is setting up the individual team workouts. I think Las Vegas is already sending out invite-only workouts to do private workouts for the Las Vegas XFL franchise. That's a good thing. So if you didn't get a chance to go into the XFL workouts that was ran by ANC Combine, if you didn't get a chance to do those workouts, the teams are doing individual workouts, which I told guys to kind of like listen out for that, because I remember last time XFL was here, I know that the LA Wildcats had a couple of workouts in Los Angeles before they done their draft selection, draft pool selections and all that. So if you're still seeking a draft pool invite, roster. You're still seeking a draft pool invite. Be looking out for a possible individual team workout coming to you based on your agency or whoever you're working with to try to get you a look. I have contacts for the USFL selection process for camp, and I also have contacts for the XFL draft pool selection process as well, or team invite process. So if you want to get with me on Twitter, DM me at Ferran Sports, at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran Sports, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports, all one word. Or you can follow me on Facebook, contact me on Facebook on my sports management page, which is going to be Ferran Sports Management Agency, Ferran Sports Management Agency on Facebook. Or you can just go to my personal page on Facebook, Ramiro Ferran, R-A-M-I-R-O, Ramiro, and last name Ferran, capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, Ramiro Ferran on Facebook. But going back to what I was talking about earlier, small school kids having a realistic outlook coming out of college. When you're playing at a small school, which is what I consider a small school, NCAA Division II, all the way down to NAIA schools, when you're going to a small school, you have to have a realistic outlook on your opportunities to play professional football at the highest level. I'm not saying that it does not happen. It does happen because Culver Stockton, they put a guy, big offensive lineman, in the NFL combine. But I even talked to that guy's coach, and he said this was the relationship that they had with some scouts and stuff like that, to where that kid was able to get looked at. It's always, I'm not saying nobody goes from that level. It's probably several guys that get camp offers, NCAA Division II. A few guys definitely got drafted. I think some got drafted at least in the third or fourth round, if I'm remembering right, for NCAA Division II schools, for the HBCU schools, historical black colleges. And what helped them get in was the fact that they finally recognized that historical black colleges needed a little bit of more look, all of them combined, whether it was FCS schools, D2 schools, D3 schools, NAIA schools, all the historical black colleges. If you fall up under that umbrella, they made the HBCU combine and the HBCU All-Star game. Doug Williams and his partners, that whole network for the HBCU All-Star game and combine, they done a good job getting some exposure. Also, I want to give a shout out to my good friend Coach Christopher Williams. He used to be the head coach for the Green Bay Blizzard. They have the HBCU Pigskin Prep game. I'm gonna try to get him on the show and get him talking about what they're doing. They're gonna have some TV time, I believe, on NBC platforms for their All Star game. There's gonna be one more All Star games for the small school kids, for a lot of HBCU small school kids. So that's gonna be one more opportunity for a small school kid to get up on the NFL draft board, CFL draft board, whatever. But excuse me. But the reason why I'm doing all these free agent interviews is because I'm putting the information out there to try to give kids a realistic outlook on what the opportunities are going to look like playing at the highest level after graduation, after you play your last college game. And that's for every sport, not just football. We use football as an example. But this goes on in basketball, baseball as well. So the big three major U.S. sports in college and pro is basketball, football, and baseball, we know. And so it's just, you know, I use football as an example because I do a lot of stuff with football because of, for an opportunity for me as an executive. Football has a 53-man roster, so that gives me more opportunity to participate in pro sports. But I do a lot in basketball and baseball as well. And we're going to be having some basketball and baseball street free agents and rookie street free agents coming on the show as well. So it's not going to just be about football all the time. I'm going to have some other athletes that can shed some light on their life. Like we had hip-hop artist, former basketball player from UNC Pembroke, hip-hop artist Janissa, She was Janisa was on the show. She was a basketball player at the D2 level, very good basketball player. She had an injury, and then she wound up rehabbing, wound up trying to come back, didn't work out the right way, other life challenges and stuff like that. She wound up going, just pursuing her music career. She came on and done her, promoted her hip-hop music and everything like that and stuff like that, things of that nature. Right now she's trying to get a chance to come to San Diego, where I'm at, and do some shows, and I'm trying to help her get some bookings out here. But, it's a lot of stories out here, even for hip-hop artists. Underground hip-hop artists is trying to aspire to be artists, producers, just trying to, break out into the record industry and everything like that. I bring people on here that does hip-hop and R&B. They produce some beats. They're doing songs. I'm bringing them on the show to also add to the element of the entertainment part of this show, because we do sports and entertainment. I'm bringing them on. And some of these athletes are going into the music business. I got a young man I'm trying to get in touch with, Malik Hazard. He played ball at Ferris State, but he used to quit playing ball and started managing hip-hop artists. I was teaching him how to break off into the music business, because I also have a background in R&B and hip-hop music. I was an A&R. So, I did sports and entertainment. I've done sports and entertainment for a long time. So the point I'm making is that anytime I bring somebody on my show and I'm having them tell their story, because whether you're an athlete or whether you're an artist or a producer of music, I'm trying to basically put somebody up here to tell you this is what you need to look out for. Because a lot of times we're naive. We always want to think, well, everything is going to be a smooth process. That's not how life works. Life ain't smooth. Life is a rough process. So the point I'm making is this. I'm putting these stories on these shows, on these episodes, so you can click the link and listen. But the problem is with most people, they don't want to hear what's on the other side of the coin. They don't want to deal with the other side of the pillow. They don't want to flip it. All they want to do is deal with what's in their mind is going to be success. Well, a lot of times you can't have success without failure, even if you got money. Sometimes some people think, well, if you got money, you always be able to succeed. No, that ain't true, because you don't know where to put your money. You can lose your money. If you don't know where to put your money, you can be beat out your money. It's two things you can waste in business, whether you're doing sports, entertainment, e-commerce, network marketing, traditional business. I don't care. You can put your money into a whole lot of situations and lose a lot of money. You can lose in business. So, see, when you're trying to be an entrepreneur, whether you're an athlete, music artist, whatever you're trying to do, sell hot dogs, I don't care what it is. When you're trying to be an entrepreneur in this very, the root of the word just means to attempt, to try. If I'm remembering correctly, if I'm wrong, DM me and correct me. But the basic root of entrepreneurship just means to attempt or to try. That's all it means. It does not say to succeed. It doesn't say that. Entrepreneurship is to attempt or to try. It doesn't say you're going to succeed. So that's something we all got to think about when we start talking about, I want to be my own boss. But being your own boss sometimes does not work. So when it all comes down to it, I put these episodes and these stories from these rookie street free agents going back to sports. I bring these rookie street free agents on here to let you know immediately coming out of college. So they just graduated this past season. Some of these guys, the guys that's on my show, they weren't in the NFL draft. They didn't go to the NFL combine. They didn't get a pro day. All these different things that qualify you to get up on the NFL draft board to even be drafted, they didn't get those opportunities coming from these small schools, because small schools don't offer a junior day in most cases. Small schools don't offer a pro day in most cases. Small schools can't get you on a bigger school's pro day in most cases, because bigger schools don't want you showing up their athletes in front of the NFL scouts, so they don't let you come out there and they don't invite you. All these things that you need to get on the NFL draft board and get into the NFL combine, they're not available to you at the NCAA Division II level, Division III level and NAIA level. Those opportunities are not available to a small school kid. So a lot of you small school kids, when I'm putting these athletes on the show to basically give you the raw hardcore facts about what's going on, when I give you the hardcore facts, you're afraid to even press the episode and listen to these artists, these athlete interviews. You don't even want to go into Stogie and Beer radio show and press play and listen to the playback, download it or listen to the playback. You don't even want to hear the messages because you're afraid that somebody going to tell you that you ain't good enough to make it. Nobody's saying you ain't good enough to make it. If you're playing football in college, obviously you can play football because you're playing football in college. You can do something. And I feel like if you're playing football in college, your chances of making it to the NFL, it should be just as wide open as everybody else. But the politics don't allow that. You have to be written about by Pro Football Focus. If you don't know the way the NFL does their selections each year, they have three different systems. But first of all, they use Pro Football Focus. They do all the write-ups on all the schools, all the players, meaning they do all the data statistics and analytics and all that there, which they send that out. So bless those scouting and national scouting who runs the NFL Combine and NFL draft, they send their statistics to them, and they say these are the schools that you need to go to. Division II schools, they may get one visit. Division III NAIA schools, zero visits. You see what I'm saying? They get zero visits. But see, the information that I'm putting out on these episodes from myself, from my experience, and then other athletes that just graduated and waiting on an opportunity, and other athletes that's been waiting on an opportunity still trying to play and get film that's been 2 to 3 years removed from college, they're coming on the show to tell you what you need to be looking out for. But if a high school kid, a high school kid and parents of high school student-athletes, along with college kids and parents of college athletes, are not going to press play on these episodes to get the truth, don't say nobody didn't tell you. Don't say no one told you, because someone is telling you. The four people I just mentioned, again, high school athletes and their parents, college athletes and their parents, are afraid to listen to these episodes because no one wants to be told that they may not make it. No one wants to be told that you might have took a wrong turn. You might need to change your direction before you get to your senior season. You might need to do this or that grade-wise while you're in high school to get a big-time college opportunity. You might need to do this or that in college by your sophomore year, meaning getting to the transfer portal and go to a bigger school to get your opportunity. Or if you're going to stay at the level that you're at in college, these are the things that you need to look out for and be aware of to be better prepared to go ahead and keep on pursuing your dream after you graduate. All I'm trying to do is educate guys and tell them that, hey, this is what you need to look out for. But if a player or the parents, or the player and the parents won't click the links to my shows and listen to the sound knowledge that I'm giving, the sound advice that I'm giving, and then having these athlete interviews to back up what I'm saying, if you won't press play, you're not going to know. You'll just be walking around saying, nobody told me, but that's not the truth. You didn't want to know. Time on deck is Romero Ferran on the Stogies and Beer radio show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come on here and boast his or her bold opinions. Right now, across the monitor, we got a lot of Kevin Durant. You want to call in and talk about Kevin Durant staying in Brooklyn? You want to call in and talk about the college football upcoming schedule and rankings and all that stuff? Just call in to 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. And while I'm thinking about it, I just want to let everybody know that I'm going to be off air tomorrow. Didn't have anybody scheduled to come on the show on tomorrow a couple people I tried to book. Can't make it to the show tomorrow. I'm not going to break my brain trying to figure it out. Late Night Dog had a late night. I may even wrap this show up a little bit early. I don't know yet, depending on, you know, what comes to me from the universe to keep on telling you and encouraging you. But if you want to call in to the show, today's topic is Spring Pro Developmental Film League's free agency is open, meaning it's three free agents that are sitting on the couch. If you just graduated or a couple years removed, 2 to 3 years removed from college, and you still just been sitting around waiting on an opportunity, there's a lot of spring leagues out there available to evaluate you. A lot of spring leagues out there for you to get film. A lot of organizations out there doing camps and OTA-style workouts and combines to get you some current numbers to evaluate you and see where you are today to try to take those numbers and get an opportunity for a pro-developmental football league, pro-developmental football team, so you can get back on the field instead of sitting on the couch another year. If you're already 2 years removed, 3 years removed from college, you're already, you know, the window's about to close, so you need to get some current film, get some current numbers and some current film of you playing so you can at least try to get off into the USFL and the XFL to basically get you looked at so you can have an opportunity to get that film, some outdoor, indoor film, some outdoor film to help you get to the NFL. So this episode will be promoting professional football opportunities for rookie street free agents. This episode will discuss opportunities for the XFL and USFL draft pools. Currently, the XFL is doing workouts, individual workouts. Another workout that's going on right now is going to be for Pro Players Edge. My contact there is my good friend, Coach John Jenkins. He was the head coach for a good amount of time for Fan Control Football before his untimely departure. But he's still doing evaluations that, and sending tape to that league. So there's going to be a workout on September the 4th, Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92835. Again, Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92835. That's going to be on Sunday, September the 4th, 2022. The cost to do that is $90. Again, Lions Field, 1440 Bray Boulevard, Fullerton, California, 92835. This is going to be Sunday, September the 4th, 2022. The cost for to do that is $90. You can DM me for the link. If you don't know where to get it at, DM me for the link. I'll send you the link. DM me at Ferran Sports. Again, DM me at Ferran Sports. At FerranSports, all together, at Ferran Sports. First letter capitalized on Ferran and Sports. I'll send you the link to register for that. If you want me to send your film in to Coach John Jenkins so I can vouch for you, have him evaluate you before you get to the workout, and then so he can have his eyes on you in person, that's $100. Hit me up, ask me payment options to send the $100 in, and at the same time, I'll send you the link so you can go ahead and pay the $90 to register, and I'll get all your stuff over to Coach John Jenkins so you can get a good look. Instead of you going to do a tryout with the other 50 people, you'll do a workout. The limit is 50 people, so if the other 49 people don't have a direct connect to get eyes on them, you're doing better than they're doing, because I don't send my guys out to do tryouts. I send them out to do workouts. Even though they're in the tryouts, your trial turns into a workout because I already got my contact looking at you and getting notes on you. So after the event, he can call me back and say either the guy can play or not. He might say he looked good on tape, but he sucks in person. He looked good on tape, but he out of shape. He looked good on tape, but he still needs some work. He might say, he looked okay on tape, but he looked even worse in person. He ain't ready yet. So, you know, this is what these evaluations are all about. And I get the word directly from my contacts. So, again, I can't stress enough how these opportunities for soon-to-be rookie street free agents, the opportunities to click these links of these shows and listen to the stories of the people that came before you. Most of the people that I have on the show are pretty much maybe, you know, a year to maybe 5 years removed from college. Because when you say 5 years, this means these guys have been playing in pro developmental football trying to get film for the last, you know, couple seasons. And then we also have rookie street free agents, like I had this morning, street free agent athlete spotlight this morning featuring T.M. Gary, wide receiver, Point University, NAIA, and that's NAIA school at Point University. That's NAIA. That's not even NCAA. So he already had a problem right there because, again, NAIA schools don't even get a visit. They don't even get wrote about by Pro Football Focus. And then, so, you know, but he is NFL camp eligible. If he knew somebody that could actually walk his film in to a scout or personnel director, he could still go to camp. But unfortunately, it's hard to know those type of people because the NFL is not called the Shield for a reason. It's literally a shield, meaning that there are no contacts posted on their websites. There are no telephone numbers to anybody that make decisions as far as a roster. You can't call these coaches. You can't call these scouts. You can't email these coaches. You can't email these scouts. Even when they give you a card, they're giving you a card to a telephone number that they don't answer and an email that they could that they don't even check. Unfortunately, I'm serious. That's just the way it is. I've been down this road of with street free agents for a couple years now, and it's always the same thing. Oh, they gave me a card at this workout. They gave me a card at a pro day. You call them numbers and people don't even answer. You email those emails. They never even check it. That's just the way it is. It's just a whole nother game. All this stuff is smoke and mirrors, just like the music industry. You know, you meet somebody in the music industry back when I was an A&R, you got a hot artist. You know the artist is hot. You know the artist is a good talent. But, you know, somebody like let's just say a big record label give you a card. Then you call the number, you email them, they never get back. It's a reason for that. They don't want to be bothered. They're giving you bogus information that they'll never respond to. Sometimes people just give out information to make it look like they're being fair, unfortunately. But the biggest thing I want to say is today it's just a shame that I'm putting out all this good information. No one wants to log into the show to listen. No one wants to download the show to listen. A lot of good information on this show, but everybody's going to constantly say, I'd rather walk in the dark. I'd rather walk in the dark than walk in the light. I'd rather walk in the dark and be fooled than walk in the light and be told the truth. The truth is always going to be in the light, people. The lie is always going to be in the dark. I come on this show and I try to be the light, exposing the obstacles that you're going to face going to a small school program and graduating, and then you're going to be a street free agent. I try to do this because I don't want kids and parents walking around saying that if I'd only knew, I'm giving it to you, but nobody's logging in. This show should always have a list of callers calling into this show saying, I need help. I need some advice. I need consultation. I need to know what I need to be doing to better prepare myself. If I find myself being a street free agent, undrafted, what's the steps that I need to already have in place to be playing football immediately at my first opportunity after college? That's the question that you should be asking. Mr. Ferran, what can you do to help me continue my football career to play pro immediately after I played my last college game? I can give you the answer to that. I can put you in line. I had three rookies in fan-controlled football. All of them got good film. All of them went to the playoffs. One of them went to the championship game. I had five guys in fan-controlled football again. Six guys in fan-controlled football, three rookies and three street free agents. Only one guy didn't make it to the playoffs because he got hurt. He got hurt, and then he got sent home late in the season, very late, right before the playoffs. And then I had one guy, street free agent. They just kept him as an alternate for anybody that went down. He was going to just replace whoever on whatever team if they needed another offensive lineman, but he was available for the playoffs. I had another street free agent. He was actually in the playoffs, made a key block to get his team to the playoffs. That's Andre Sims out of Alabama. He has a unique story. He was on the Alabama practice squad as an offensive lineman, the year that they got beat Clemson for the national championship. He was on the P squad, but he got his training there, went on to play in the Spring League, went on to play in Rowell's Professional Football League. Another guy that I know from California that played football for the Marine Corps, played for the Miramar Falcons in the Marine Corps up at camp at up the road at Miramar Camp Pendleton area. You know, his name is Dominic Anderson. Dominic played in the Rouse Professional Football League and passed my name around to Andre Sims. Andre Sims, some years later, called me and said, "Hey, man, this guy named Dominic that I played with in Rouse Professional Football League, he told me about you, so I'm reaching out to you to see if you could help me out." I got him going. He went to Fan Control Football League, did very well as a tight end fullback, doing a lot of blocking on the offensive line. Did a great job. Got his film. Now I'm trying to get him an opportunity to go to Hub Camp. Speaking of Hub Camp, let me tell you about that. They have an opportunity. They have an opportunity coming up. So at Hub Camp, let me go back to that. Got to go back to my likes and bear with me because I'm trying to get this information to you. Go to my search. Go to my search box. And Hub Camp, their next event, which is an OTA-style workout. NFL has sanctioned this event. This event is ran by Don Yee. Don Yee is the agent for Tom Brady, the GOAT. Hub Camp is ran by Don Yee, the agent of the GOAT, Tom Brady. Hub Camp is going to be doing East Coast workout in Naples, Florida on October the 8th. Again, at HUB on Twitter, at Hub Camp, they're going to be doing East Coast workout in Naples, Florida, October the 8th. Two separate OTA-style workouts designed for NFL, CFL, free agents, and college football players in the transfer portal. Again, that is at HUB, all capitalized, at Hub Football on Twitter. And they're going to be doing two separate OTA-style workouts designed for NFL, CFL free agents and college football players in the transfer portal. I'm currently trying to get my man Andre Sims locked in for that opportunity. And if you're a street free agent or a free agent that's been sitting on the couch for a couple years, you need to be calling, getting in touch with Hub, and trying to get your film in. I can, for $100, I can vouch for you, but even though if I vouch for you at Hub, you got to be really good. I get a lot of players in. I don't get everybody in, but I get a good amount of players in. So if you want to, you know, invest $100 for me to submit your film and me to talk to my contacts at Hub, my good friend Tom Goodhines and my new friend from this last couple Hub camps, the general manager, Mike Williams, I can send your stuff in and try to speak on your behalf. Maybe when it comes down to it, because of our networking relationship, if they got to pick between you and somebody else, it may come down to me knowing them and the other guy not knowing them, or his people not knowing them. They might select you, but don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. For $100, I can't promise you that you're going to get in. You have to be good. I can vouch for you, and sometimes that does work. It has worked for several of my athletes, several of my clients that use my service. But it does cost $100 for me to even try to speak on your behalf. But the other thing is you need to have your money already ready. So I'm encouraging you, if you want to work with me in getting into Hub Camp that's going to be going down on October 8th in Naples, Florida, OTA-style workout, for CFL, NFL, street free agents, and college football players in the transfer portal. If you want me to speak on your behalf, it is $100 for me to even deal with you when it comes down to Hub Camp. But you got to be good. They don't take anybody. You got to be able to play. There's a lot of little details they look at per position, age, measurables, level of competition, school that you played at. It's a lot of different things. How long you've been in or out of activity. It's a lot of things they look at. But that's another opportunity. For those of you just tuning in, our topic for today is Spring Pro Developmental Film League Free Agency is open. This episode will be promoting professional football opportunities for rookie street free agents. This episode will discuss opportunities for the XFL and USFL draft pools. Again, like I said, they are putting out individual invites for the USFL, XFL. If you want to DM me on opportunities to work with the people that I deal with for the USFL, XFL opportunities, that's a $400 package, meaning that my people that I deal with that can get you in or try to get you in, there's no promises, but they do get people in. So in the USFL, XFL draft pool, it's going to be $300 for them, $100 for me to submit your film to them. So that's $400 that you need. Meaning $100 go to me, I'll hold the $300, and then I'll contact them and say, hey, can you review this guy's tape and let me know if you want to work with him? He already gave me his money. I'm holding it based on what you your film evaluation. Let me know if you want to work with him and do a scouting report and push his film forward. And then I'll release the money to you. If you don't like him, I'm going to release the money back to that player minus the $100 for my service. So that's how that go. So if you want a USFL, SFL opportunity for $400 total, I can help you. $100 is non-refundable. $300 is based on if they like your film or not, the people that I deal with. If they like your film, I also go ahead and send them your $300 for them to go ahead and work with you. I'm going to send you your money back. And just say they didn't like your film. They don't think you have a chance to play at that level. And I'm going to send you your money back. And I have done this before, and it does work. It does work as far as me sending your money back. And it also works as far as getting the opportunity. Because one of my guys on my list has already been invited to the XFL draft pool. And from what I'm hearing, is more to come. One guy's pending a CFL opportunity on a futures contract. So we're just trying to see what's going to happen. It's a waiting game at this point, but the system does work. If you're a street free agent and you just want to try to go to the IFL, the NAL, I got a guy pending coming aboard in the next couple of days. He played in the American West Football Conference. He hit me up and said, hey, man, I'd like to go for an IFL opportunity. And I like that. He's a little bit older, 26, but he said, you know, I'm playing in the American West Football Conference. I like an opportunity to go to the IFL. I said, no problem. It's $100. So he's supposed to be getting with me Friday, getting his film to me, getting me the $100 service fee so I can go ahead and put him on the football team, keep him playing. But I do like the fact that he, even though he's playing in a smaller league, American West Football Conference, he's getting his film. Reputable league, been around a couple years now, getting his film. I've had a couple players play there, a couple people that played there. So they are a reputable league to get some film to move up to the IFL, CIFL, and what have you. You can move up step by step. So, I've had several players play in that league. We have Arena Football Association opportunities. So I can send your film to my good friend, Coach Jerome Blakeney, up in for the West Texas Warbirds. I can send you there. I can send you to the CIFL for the Sioux Falls, Sioux City Bandits. I can send your film there. I can send your film to the Salina Liberty. To Hall of Fame IFL coach Ron O'Neill. He just won his fourth championship in indoor arena. So I can send you film there. I can put you right with a champion that played in the NFL, that was on NFL rosters. So, I mean, I have all kind of opportunities. It's open street free agency right now. It's open free agency for street free agents. Whether you be a rookie, whether you be a vet, you can get a contract. But you got to contact me, DM me on Twitter for an opportunity. Have a budget of $100, $200, $400, $850. And $850 is because Hub costs $750, but $100 for me to submit to my contacts at Hub and to vouch for you and try to see if I can, if it come down to them making a decision, my relationship with them hopefully can get you an opportunity that's not a promise, because sometimes even though me vouching for you don't help. You just got to be good. You really got to be good at the end of the day. But it's $100 for me to even talk on your behalf. But their fees are $750, and that's minus the $100 that you're paying me. And the bigger package is $1,350 minus the $100 that you're paying me. And then you still got to fly to all these opportunities. You got to get to these opportunities. You know, you got to fly to camp. You got to fly to these workouts. You got to get your housing at these workouts. all this different stuff. You got to make sure you have some kind of budget. So my recommendation is a free agent should always have about $3,000 sitting in his bank account for these type of opportunities so they can pay for the opportunity and also pay to get there. So that's just a tidbit on having a budget. You need to try to hold down a part-time job or a full-time job at the same time while you're training and waiting on your opportunity, because you need to have a budget. When you get an opportunity, I tell everybody, I would try to work for these different brands like FedEx, UPS, Target, JCPenney, national brands, to where if you get an opportunity, wherever you go, you will be able to transfer into these jobs, or at least say, I worked there in my old city. Would you consider letting me work for the same company where I'm playing football at? See, on this show, we give a lot of different tidbits on how to conduct yourself as a street free agent, give you tidbits. But again, if you don't click the link to listen to the information, if you don't click the link and get the knowledge, and at the same time spread the information and the links and everything so other people can hear it, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice, and you're also not helping your fellow man, because he may not even know about this information or not even know about my show. You have to let people know about the show and say, hey, man, tune into the show. This guy, he'll talk to you. All you got to do is call in. He'll answer your questions. He'll give you 5 minutes on air and answer your questions, maybe anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. He may talk to you and answer your questions. As I'm answering that person's questions, somebody else's questions that are pending might get answered. All I'm saying is the knowledge is on the show, people. If you don't click the link to find out what's going on, find out what's going on the show to get the proper information that you need going off in the street free agency, I can't help you. Again, if you're a high school athlete, parent of a high school athlete, college athlete, parent of a college athlete, and you're not listening to these episodes and you're not spreading this word, it's on you, because the information is here for you to get. And it's also here for you to share with other people. So people, including yourself, is not walking around saying, oh, nobody told me. Oh, I didn't know that. So I can put this information out here, people, but if you don't click the links to listen to it, it's going to be another one that's kind of like going to be wondering what happened at the end of the day. Play your last football game, and then the NFL, the CFL, XFL, USFL, when these people ain't knocking at your door, don't say nobody told me or the information wasn't available. The information is out here. I've been putting it out here. I've been putting it out here with, you know, putting all these testimonial interviews out here for you to listen and for you to ask questions, for you to even contact these guys that's doing their interviews so you can ask them directly some stuff. They put their information out here every time they do an interview, just like Tim Gary was on the show today, wide receiver out of Point University. He has good film and everything like that, but he told you this morning why he felt like he didn't make it to the NFL on the first crack. Not to say that he won't make it, but he told you this morning why he feels that he didn't make it to the NFL on the first run. I'm putting this information out here for everybody. Again, for those of you just tuning in, welcome to the show. This is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Again, most Mondays through Thursdays, most of the time at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's because Blog Talk is a first-come, first-served platform. So if the 8 o'clock block is taken, I may have to do it earlier or later. Just depends. But most of the time, since I've been on here again, this is my second show on Blog Talk. I've been able to get on at the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time slot. And I'm on here usually most Mondays through Thursdays. And I say most Mondays through Thursdays because I'm a one-man band. I don't have any staff, so if I'm sick, the show is sick. If I got a doctor's appointment, the show got a doctor's appointment. If I'm on vacation, the show is on vacation. That's what happens when you're the only person running the show. That's why in business you're supposed to have a board. You're supposed to have board members, and you're supposed to have a staff of employees. That's how you do good business. When you're doing just sole proprietorship and entrepreneurship, sole proprietorship, that just means you're just the only person. So if you die, the business dies. That's just the way it is. But right now, that's where I'm at. I'm a sole proprietor, being an entrepreneur on this radio show. And I'm going to be taking vacation starting today. I was going to do one more show tomorrow, but I couldn't get anybody booked for an interview. Had somebody got booked already for an interview on tomorrow, I would have went ahead on and did the show and get one more interview out there to you guys. But something told me today, just, you know, I had a late night. The late night dog had a late night. The late night dog is kicking it with you live in the early morning, but the late night dog was till the early morning. I think I went to bed about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock this morning. So I was up, you know, doing some brainstorming, reviewing my radio shows and a lot of different things going on. But anyway, with that being said, this is Stories and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. The Stogies and Beer Radio Show is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST. If you want to contact me off air, contact me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D. Capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports, all one word. DM me on Twitter. If you go back and listen to this episode and you got some questions about anything, you want services, you want consultation, you want to book an interview, and that's for athletes and hip-hop and R&B artists and producers. They can come on the show and promote their new songs, new tracks, or whatever, and schedule an interview. If you're an athlete, you want to come on the show and schedule an interview as well and tell us about you like Tim Gary did this morning. Tell us your story as a free agent. Just come on board and basically hit me up on Twitter and book your show and book your interview on the show. Again, I'm going to be going on vacation. Excuse me, my throat's getting a little dry. I'm going to be going on vacation after this show. I won't be back until after the 12th of September. So let me look at the calendar. I'm going to let you know exactly when I'm going to be back on deck based on the date. So I'll be on vacation starting at the end of this show. I'll be back in the office on the, let's just say, the 14th. I'm going to do my next show on September the 14th because I'll be getting back in the area on the 12th. I'll take a break on the 13th from travel, and on the 14th I'll be back at work. So I'll be back on air September the 14th, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and I'll have some street free agent interviews booked at that time. But in the meantime, I got over 20 episodes that you probably haven't even heard yet. Go back and listen to them, get the information and everything like that, and get the information and make some wise decisions for your professional sports career, and also for your professional entertainment career. So this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Miro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinion on the sport they love. We talk about NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, a lot of NFL, because this is a football talk show, but we do cover the big three major sports. Headlines for today is, of course, Kevin Durant is going to be staying in Brooklyn. And, you know, everybody's getting prep season coming up. But, yeah, so, again, I'm going to be on vacation. The Late Night Dog is taking vacation at the end of this year's show. So I want everybody to stay safe out there. Stay safe from monkeypox. Make sure you got your hand sanitizer. Limit your contact with people you don't know. At the same time, keep your mask on in crowded places with this COVID-19. Make sure you're vaccinated and all that good stuff. Make sure if you're traveling abroad, you're staying safe and you're vaccinated. We're just trying to keep everybody safe, people. I want everybody to love one another. Stop the killing. Stop all these mass shootings in public places. Stop the killing. Love one another. Stop all the police brutality. Stop all the citizen brutality on the police as well. We all need to love one another and support one another. You know, I ain't coming out here to try to preach to you, but I'm all about love. I'm all about light. I ain't about the darkness. I'm all about love. I'm all about light. Spread love, not hate. We're all one family. We're all one race. That's the human race. It ain't about your ethnicity. It ain't about your color. We're all one race. The only race that matters is the human race. We're all human. We're all brothers and sisters. We all bleed red. We all bleed red blood. We all look the same on the inside. So we're all the human race, and we need to love each other. Stop the hate. Stop the violence. Love one another. Love conquers all. So anyway, with that being said, I ain't trying to preach to you, but this has been Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog on the Stogies of Beer radio show. I'll be back on air again, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. September the 14th. I'll be on vacation until then. And until then, I want everybody to stay safe. I'm going to go ahead on and set black, fade off. Have a great weekend.